This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
And right now we're going to be talking about the importance of having a valid will when you are an unmarried couple, especially one that is living together. Because when you think about it these days, it's not unusual for people to live together, have children, buy property, and even run businesses together without having formalized their relationship, either by way of marriage or even a civil partnership. Now, millions of couples who have chosen to take the lifetime partner route are at risk of falling into complex legal battles to get a share of the home that they've contributed towards, or even the wealth that they've helped build with their partner. This is why it's important to have a will, even when you're not married to your partner, as a way to not only safeguard yourself, but to also protect them in case anything happens, either a breakup or even in the case of one of you passing on. Now, we're joined on the line by Elmeen Pauls about why it is important for couples to have a valid will. Elmeen, welcome to Power Lunch.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me about the importance of having a will, not only as a married couple, but also as an unmarried couple.
Right. There are so many reasons to have a valid will. Firstly, obviously, because you would like your assets to go to the person you choose it to go to. If you don't have a will, your assets will be divided in terms of interstate succession, and that will mean that there's a law which will prescribe where your assets will go to.
Yeah.
Now, in general, it's not a train smash, because if you are married and you have children, your spouse and your children will inherit from you.
Yeah.
But if you are not married, your spouse or partner living with you cannot inherit from you in terms of interstate succession.
Huh. So when you are a cohabiting couple, let me start from the very beginning, because we generally hear of something called a common law marriage. You know, there's this belief that if you live with someone for at least 5 years, then automatically by law, you are in a common law marriage. Is there any truth to this?
Unfortunately not. I've had in my career this question often, and sometimes people even argue about it.
Yeah.
Common law marriages, the so-called common law marriages, are not recognized in South African law, so
okay.
It totally doesn't exist.
Okay.
It doesn't matter how long you've lived with someone, whether you have children together, whether you own a house together, you have a dog together, it doesn't exist, unfortunately, and there's this misconception that it does.
Where does this myth come from?
I think that in some countries in the world, it can be recognized after a certain period. In
yeah.
South Africa, most definitely not. So
okay.
I think it's just one of those urban legends that sort of got installed as fact.
Okay.
But it can actually lead to big problems.
So does this mean that as an unmarried couple or cohabiting partners, I have no legal right to my partner and they don't have any legal rights to me, or are there any rights to one another?
Yes, well, that is correct. If you are not married and you are living together as husband and wife, you can stand to benefit from someone's pension fund, for example, because laws have changed such that that can happen. You can also be a dependent on your partner's medical aid.
Okay.
The same with certain tax benefits.
Yes.
But when it comes to assets and the division of assets, there is absolutely no law to protect someone. And also the same with when you inherit from someone, you cannot inherit from your life partner at all in terms of interstate succession.
So wait, even if there is a will and my partner has put me in their will and said, when I pass away, so-and-so has to, you know, inherit this house. Are you saying I cannot?
You can definitely inherit from your partner
okay.
if you are the beneficiary of their will.
Okay.
That's the key. Basically, is that
yes.
they have to have a will. If there is no will, you will not inherit anything. And you also don't have a maintenance claim, which is even worse.
But then what happens in issues or in situations where we own a property together? This property is in both our names. What happens in those situations when my partner passes away?
Well, what will happen is you would retain your half, and your partner's half will then go to his intestate beneficiaries, which most likely would be parents. And if there are no parents left, then to siblings. So you can just imagine the disaster.
Wow.
If you own half a house together with other people that maybe don't even like you.
Yes.
So it's really not a great situation.
So if I choose to not marry my partner, yet I want to formalize our union somehow, is there something, for instance, like a cohabitation agreement that we can sign that at least covers me should anything happen, to either one of us during our relationship?
Yes, you can do that. It's a good idea to have some kind of legal document or a contract drafted to say who will get the couch should things not work out. It's not the most romantic thing in the world, but as realists, you know, we have to understand that things don't always work the way we want them to.
True,
so it's better
true.
To put things in writing, get an understanding so that we all know where we are.
Yeah. So when it comes to drawing up a will, who do I need to approach in order to draw up a will? Or can I do it myself, me and my partner sitting across the table from one another? We've decided who will get what should anything happen, and then we get it, certified somewhere? Or do we need to approach a legal head?
It's definitely not a good idea to draw your own will. Even, the standard form kind of wills that you can buy somewhere, still
these
not a good idea.
Yes.
It's always better to speak to a professional. There are so many little things that you won't think about.
Yeah.
And even the way that it's signed. If your partner signs it as your witness, for example, he will not be able to inherit from you. So
yeah.
It's definitely better to speak to someone who actually knows what they're doing.
Aha. Uh-huh. So we have a question from Nina in Craig Hall. Nina, welcome to Power Lunch. What's your question comment for Elmin?
Well, I'm just curious about sort of how you're incorporating a discussion around customary law in this discussion, because it's sort of a third element which is very specific effectively to South Africa. I know in the old days I used to hear conversations around this.
Mm.
And I'm just sort of wondering, what the impacts are and how it would be factored in in terms of any person trying to negotiate the complexities.
That's a brilliant question. When it comes to customary marriage, how then do we navigate things such as, properties and business? Do we, again, need to make sure that we have a proper and certified will?
Yes. So customary law is a whole different story. If you are married in terms of customary law, I would suggest that you go and speak to someone who is really advanced in customary law to make sure that things are divided equal, or what would happen in the case of a breakup or a divorce of a relationship. To have a valid will, yes, most definitely is always critical to make sure that you're covered should the relationship not work out.
Uh-huh. Bongani as well in Lotus Gardens has got a question. Bongani, welcome to the show.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
We're good. Cannot complain.
Hello.
Let me just be quick here. I just want to find out, in the case where couple is married and in community of property, what will happen if I decide to say, I want my part, my portion, to be inherited by my brother? What does that imply? Does that imply that even though I bought the house, all whatever that is due on the house, it will go to my brother, or it's only accounting to that 50% that I own?
Right. So when you are married in community of property, you own a half of everything. Undivided half share is what the law says.
Mm.
So even if the house is registered in your name, your spouse would still own half of that property. And if you leave your half of the house to your brothers, your spouse will return her half, and the other half will then go to your brothers. And that's the same with everything. So I always say to people, you think you own your shirt if you're married in community, but you don't. You only own half of it. So, yes, each partner owns half of everything.
So then what would happen if we get divorced in such a case? Does this mean that I have to negotiate with the brother then to find out how we deal with the property?
Yes, in all likelihood, the only remedy would be to buy that person out so that you can retain the whole property. Otherwise, you're going to end up owning half a property. I also must add, with divorce, you negotiate with your partner a settlement.
Yeah.
So between the two of you, you can decide what works. If we go straight out 50% split, then each owns 50%, and that's where it will be divided.
When it comes to wills, before I let you go, Almin, do I have to know what is in my partner's will? For instance, I would assume as one party, I would have my own will and my partner would have his or her own will. Do I have to know what is in the will? Is that a good idea?
It's a good idea to know, maybe. You're not entitled to know, though. So if the relationship is open and you discuss things, I'm sure you will know. In most cases, it works like that.
Yeah.
But it can also end up being a surprise at the end of the day. So it's better to be open and to talk things and to have good faith in relationships so that you know where you are.
Wow. So in parting, what's your advice for unmarried couples who happen to live together?
Know your rights. Know what you can and can't do. Make sure that you have a will. Number one, it's absolutely critical for the well-being of everybody.
Yeah.
And yes, look after each other.
Brilliant. Thank you so very much for your time.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.